Rose. Today I have on the phone with me Master Gardener June Crocco. Hi, June.
Hi, Krista.
So today we're going to talk about something very appropriate since September is fast approaching. We're going to talk about gardening in September.
Thank you, Krista.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on the radio talks, and I'm sure many people are enjoying the sessions that we have. Can you imagine we're now going in towards the end of August and into September? So lots of things happening in your garden. Things are growing, lots of colors in your garden, as you can see.
Yeah.
But we need to do a lot of planning for current year and for next year.
Oh, so what are the areas we need to consider?
So the areas that we need to consider are, what do we do with our vegetable garden and herbs? How do we overwinter? We have to deal with the houseplants that we put outside and the perennials that we have in our garden, the trees, the evergreen shrubs, and the birds and the bees that we have to take care of, as well as the lawn. So why do we do fall gardening? Well, is to keep your garden healthy for the next season. So what we do this year will impact what's going to happen next year. And the most fundamental thing would be we're trying to keep it healthy, minimize the pests, the weeds, and the diseases, and then to plant for a more beautiful garden next year.
Wow, a lot of planning then.
Yes.
What vegetables can we plant now?
Yes, so there are some cold season vegetables like beets, like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, the greens like arugula, lettuce, mustard greens, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnip. Those are the vegetables that you can plant now.
And when would they be ready, just out of curiosity?
Some of them will be ready in a few weeks, so you could probably harvest them just before the winter.
Mm.
And you can also add onions to your list, which will be ready next year, as well as garlic.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned overwintering. What does that mean?
So overwintering is extending the life of your plant. So in a sheltered location. So it could be in your house, could be in a garage, or in your basement. So some of the things that the plants that you can overwinter are, you can dig up your basil, like herbs, oregano, parsley, rosemary, chives, thyme, and then you can put it in your windowsill in your kitchen or anywhere that has a sunny location. And there are some annuals that you can take 3 to 5 inch cuttings from the plant and then root them indoors. Things like coleus, things like begonias, things like impatiens, or even your geraniums, and bring them indoors and then keep them alive until next year.
Indoors, like anywhere indoors, or do they have to be dark or light? Or
it will be very light location. Now, for your herbs, they would need a sunny location, but for the other cuttings, they can go dormant and in a very low light location.
So just put them in small pots?
Yes.
Oh, what about perennials? Can we do those too?
Most perennials can overwinter outside, so they actually need that cold season to slow down and shut down, and then they'll come back up again.
Mm.
So they do not need to overwinter indoors.
I see. And what's the impact to birds and bees with perennials?
Perennials. So when we look at the perennials, a lot of times we have to divide them, cut them down. But if you have grasses, do not cut down the grass. Leave the tall grass untrimmed because it's beneficial for the birds and the seeds of the grasses. You have insects that rely on various locations like leaves and rotten logs that they can hide in the winter and provide shelter over the winter. So things like insects like caterpillars, moths, spiders, beetles, centipedes, they like to go undercover in the garden. So leave some room for them. And then for the perennials that have seeds on them, like the black-eyed Susan, Esther, sunflowers, cosmos, marigolds, the birds like the food, so they provide food for the birds in the winter.
Mm. And is it a good time to plant trees and evergreens and shrubs?
Yes. So a lot of the garden centers have large plants on sale, especially the trees. We all like our sales, especially if it's 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So location is really the key to buying your trees and shrubs, make sure you pick the right tree or the right shrub for the location that you have in your garden, and as well as the right height as well. It's best to buy the berry-producing trees because they provide food for the birds as well. And it's good to plant the trees now because the cold season allows them to slow down the growth, and then they'll put all their energy into the root development.
So what are some trees that we should plant in the shade and trees that we should plant in the sun?
Most trees need the sun, and most evergreens need the sun. Some shrubs do like shade location, but most trees like the sun. So it's best to put the trees in a sunny location. Now, most of the time, people make a mistake when they buy a tree. They're small, so they put it too close to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you check the mature height of the tree and then measure the distance away from the house accordingly, and then plant your tree.
So when you buy a tree, is there somewhere we can look to see how far it should be from the house or how tall it's going to be?
Yes, as long as you know the name of the tree,
mm-hmm.
there should be a tag. And if there isn't, then you should ask the garden center. And then there are many, many websites online that you can just Google the name of the tree, and it will provide you the planting location, the height, as well as the width of the tree when it matures, and that allows you to put it in the right spot.
And that's the same with evergreens and shrubs?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So just plan your garden. That's what this is all about, planning.
Yes.
And so how do we plan for spring colors?
For spring colors, so right now, I'm sure a lot of sites have the spring bulbs on sale. So you have the tulips, the daffodils, the crocus, hyacinth, muscari, allium, and snowdrops. So what people don't know and don't realize is these spring flowers actually provide energy for the bees in the early spring season. And the colors attract a lot of the insects as they come out of their hibernation. The trick to planting spring bulbs is plant them in odd numbers. So
in odd numbers?
Yes. Bunch them in numbers like 5 and 7 or 9 in odd numbers in each location, and they look much better. And the rule of thumb is whatever the size of the bulb is, so if the bulb is 2 inches, plant it about 2 to 3 times the size below the soil.
Okay.
Don't forget, you can also plant bulbs in containers. So if you don't have a garden and you live in an apartment and you have a veranda, you can actually plant the bulbs in containers as well.
And if you do that and it needs a cool spot?
Yes, you can actually leave them outside. Just make sure it doesn't dry out. If you want to leave it inside, just make sure it doesn't dry out as well. But you can actually leave them outside and it will bloom, start germinating in the spring.
So if you do plant them outside in a pot or in the ground, would you need to water them?
Nope, you do not need to. The snow will provide enough water for the bulbs.
Oh, and can we fertilize our lawn in the fall?
Yes, you can. So usually in lawn care, you'll see a 3-season fertilizing. So there is a fertilizer that's meant for fall fertilization. One of the popular brands is Scott's. So you can actually fertilize in the fall between now and November. You can also seed your lawn as well so that you can have a healthier lawn in the spring. And sodding, if you have a bigger area, sometimes you don't want to wait for seeds to come up. You can actually put sod down. With the rain that we're going to be getting, it will establish the roots before the winter. Now, if you have a newly seeded lawn and it starts growing, then make sure you don't cut it below 2 or 3 inches.
Okay, so there is an advantage to doing it in the fall.
Yes, absolutely. So all these will contribute to a very healthy garden in the spring.
So before we fertilize our lawn in the fall, there will be leaves on the ground. Should we be raking those up first?
Some of it, yes. You can actually mulch. You break down the leaves with your lawnmower. It provides nitrogen to the grass. So there is benefit to putting the grass on the lawn. Now, if you have too much grass, then, of course, you know, you can bag them. But leave some in your flower beds as well, because they will mulch and break down in the winter. And it also provides a home for the insects in the winter as well.
Boy, we really protect the insects in the winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Are there any special tools we need to do all of this gardening in the fall?
No, all the tools that you have today will work. There's no special tools that you need to buy. The only thing is they are your workhorse. So make sure you take care of them just before you close down for the winter, like oiling them and washing them and taking off the debris so that they're ready for use in the spring.
And keep them inside.
Exactly.
In your garage or your gardening shed.
That's right. Exactly.
Very good. Let's do a little summary here.
Yes. So to prepare for next year, you look at your vegetable bed. If you want, you can plant more vegetables. If not, you can close the vegetable garden, take out all the debris and the rotten leaves and stuff and put them away. You can put some in the compost pile, but don't put tomato plants and pepper plants in the compost pile because they usually harbor diseases. Of course, you have to harvest your herbs and keep a journal. And take pictures of your existing garden, because next year you're not going to be planting the same crop in the same location. You should rotate your crops.
Right.
So overwintering, if you have favorite plants that you want to keep indoors and you don't want them to die and you want to prolong their life, bring them in, do cuttings. For houseplants, some of you may have put some of your hibiscus plant outside. Bring them in, but before that, make sure you check for stowaways in the leaves and the soil. Make sure that you don't bring in any insects and bugs. Spray them with the insecticidal soap, and they'll be good for indoors. So for perennials, divide them if you want, cut them down, remove all the dead leaves. And if you have summer bulbs, for example, like dahlias and canna lilies, bring them in. Shake them off, clean them, and store them away in a cool basement or a cool place in paper bags, for example. And then for the birds and bees, don't cut everything down. Leave some room for them to hide away and hibernate in the winter.
Very good. June, you've given us a lot of information today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Master Gardeners is always there for questions, correct?
Yes. So if you have more questions, visit our website at www.pecmastergardeners.ca. We also have a Facebook page at Prince Edward County Master Gardeners. And there are many radio talks that we have done in the past that is posted at our website as well. So you can actually go through our archive. The Master Gardener of Ontario has a website too with a lot more information. So visit www.mgoi.ca as well for even more information.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, June.
Thank you for having us, Krista.
I'm Krista Hepburn. You've been listening to County Grows on 99.3 County FM.
Here is your